Hey everyone, it is April 2nd, and it is an extremely significant day on the Christian calendar, the day that we spend time in reflection on Jesus' crucifixion. It's called Good Friday, and I read a quote about Good Friday because I've always really struggled with it. I know the meaning of it. I know why it's called Good Friday, but there is a Christian writer and Bible scholar named Randy Alcorn that said this so beautifully. He said, "What is good about Good Friday? Why isn't it called Bad Friday? Because out of the appallingly bad came what was inexpressibly good. And the good trumps the bad, because though the bad was temporary, the good is eternal." Isn't that beautiful? Today was a horrific day for Jesus Christ, in that he suffered human beating that would have put him into a state of shock before he was ever hung on the cross. The humiliation of being stripped and mocked and beaten over and over again, having a crown of thorns shoved on his head to mock him as if it were a real crown. I can't imagine the physical pain that Jesus went through. But like I say every year, I can't imagine the emotional pain of Jesus for the first time ever not having God's presence with him, that God, in order to allow Jesus to receive the sin of all of the world, turned his back on Jesus, because God cannot be in the presence of sin. And Jesus took not just horrific physical pain, but unbelievable, incomprehensible emotional pain when God left him for a time. And we know how the story ends, but today we reflect. So let's just take a moment of silence today and think about what Jesus did for us, and then I will close us with prayer. I can't imagine the pain that you endure, Jesus. I can't imagine the pain the Father felt in his Son taking the place of us and his Son dying. And Father, we can't fully comprehend the crucifixion and all that occurred and how you have made this system so that we don't have to pay the price of our sin, but you offered yourself in the form of your Son to take the sin of the world on you. That's so hard to wrap our minds around. But just because we can't fully comprehend it, like we can't fully comprehend the Trinity, we can't fully comprehend heaven, that doesn't make it any less true. Jesus, thank you. Thank you for, though you had the opportunity to jump off of that cross at any moment, to call down angels to battle the people who hung you on the cross, you chose to stay. And because of that, Lord, we desire a relationship with you. We desire to live our lives for you. As we think and as we reflect on what you did for us, your body that was broken and your blood that was poured out for us. We just want to say thank you. And thank you just seems so inadequate for what you did for us as a response. But thank you, Lord. Accept that, Lord. Thank you in Jesus' name.